This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Oh, to be a Democrat today. I wouldn't wish that on my worst enemy. I know you. Oh, there are worse things you could wish on people. No. The worst thing you could possibly wish on somebody right now is to say, I hope you're a Democrat. I hope you wake up and you're a Democrat. The nightmare of waking up to utopia under Trump. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. It is the Kevin Jackson Show. Utopia under Trump. See, they thought Obama was going to deliver them utopia. You know, all the world be full of unicorns and rainbows and pots of gold and little leprechauns and I don't know, maybe even a Guatemalan midget or two. Yeah, they thought Barack Obama was going to do that. And even if you believe that Barack Obama is the reason that we're experiencing this utopia, this euphoria, you'd have to hate, as a Democrat, that there are people out there giving credit to Trump for Obama's moves. How dare they? Which begs the question, why couldn't we have this euphoric feeling, this utopia, during the time of Obama? Did he need more time? In the time of Reagan, when he inherited one of the worst economies ever, which is what Trump inherited, by the way, but Reagan got his from Carter, he struggled his first 2 years because the Democrats fought him, and eventually, in the 2 years after that, he got elected. Trump ain't even struggling his first 2 years. The next 2 years, I predict, are going to be even better, and we're going to go into the 2020 election time with people going, with the Democrats' decision is, do we even want to run somebody? Yeah, I would hate to wake up and be a Democrat today. I wouldn't wish it on my worst enemy. I will repeat the nightmare of waking up to utopia under Trump. The economy being credited with Trump. Now, I know there are a lot of naysayers out there, these leftists, that say, Kevin, it is Barack Obama's economy and the reason why Trump is doing this. Okay. Well, explain this to me. 381,000 manufacturing jobs created under Donald Trump in the first year and a half. 17,000 manufacturing jobs lost in the last year alone by Barack Obama. I don't know how many jobs, maybe we should look that up. How many jobs did Barack Obama lose in manufacturing in his entire presidency? It was a lot. Donald Trump has brought back 381,000 high-paying manufacturing jobs in industry that Barack Obama said we couldn't bring back to America, and the new norm was they were going out the door. If you want to credit this economy, this utopia to that, good for you. But many people don't. And like I said, it's not a good way to wake up when you're a Democrat, because at some point, you're going to gain some sanity. And you're going to say to yourself, you know what? It is Donald Trump's economy. I wish I could take this credit away from him. However, it is his economy that's doing this. It is not the policies of Barack Obama. When you take $2 trillion of onerous paperwork, BS bureaucracy away from companies, and they can put that money to work in doing real things, R&D, raising wages, getting better employees, yeah, I mean, you'd want to talk about a renaissance, if you will, in business. It's come under President Trump. That's $2 trillion. Then when you looked at, he gave 15%. I mean, I don't know if you guys understand what margins some companies run on. Some companies run on margins of, 5%. It's not a well-structured company, but there are many that it's razor thin. They're always looking for creative ways to get money back through paying a little early, rebates, whatever. But they run on razor-thin margins. Donald Trump gave them 15%. There are companies that 15% is a banana. I mean, I can't even tell you how big of a bonanza it is to get that money back. That's huge. Imagine you're running on 10% margin, and Donald Trump says, oh, tax break, 15%. Now you run at 25% margin. You're a $100 million company, and you just got another $15 million that you can go do something with year after year. Do you know how many people you can employ? How much capital equipment you can buy? You can start planning stuff with that kind of money. And a $100 million company is not big. Take that to the billion-dollar range. You just got $150 million back into your coffers for the next 8 years. What are you going to do? Just saying. What if you're a $50 billion company? We have lots of them. $50 billion. You're going to put, you know, 15% of that money back into your economy. $750 million a year back into your economy, into your company. Are you kidding? That's astronomical. No wonder these guys were giving back rebates and doing things and putting incentives in. And here's the big word that people don't talk about. But when you deal with this from a management consulting perspective, there's a thing called change management in a company. And it's embracing the new thing. And usually the new thing is supposed to be good for you. It's a new IT system or whatever. And they teach you how to use it. And it's kind of a pain because you're used to the old stuff. In this case, change management is, guys, we have a lot more money. We've got instant profitability. Imagine if you were at a 1% margin. Or maybe you were losing a little money. You were struggling. Now you got 15% back. You're profitable. You can start looking at ways to run your business better. Those companies that were on the line, they are looking at Donald Trump going, man, thank God you're here. And here's what's interesting. You haven't felt it. This stuff hasn't hit the economy yet. People haven't started. They've started it, but you haven't. It hasn't hit to where you can say, "Ooh, it's a realizable thing I can see now." With respect to, you know, what this is going to mean for the economy, that's still coming. You wonder why Trump's approval ratings are 50% in this country, while Macron is 36%, Theresa May, Britain 30%, Merkel 29%. I mentioned this earlier, despite a global adversarial media, Trump is trouncing his so-called competition and what people think about it. That should make leftists really scared.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from...
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Change we can truly believe in. Donald Trump has changed politics forever. I'm referencing an article written by Victor David Hansen, a really great writer. I think he writes at a town hall, I don't know where, but really, he nails this. He nails it. He's saying that the left has nowhere to go. They can't come back from the attacks on Trump. If they were to ever get back into power, and they will at some point, I mean, that's just the way the worm turns, but if we play our cards right, it won't be for a long time. I'm not going to go out and pull one of these LBJs like, we'll have them crackers voting Republican for the next 100 years. I'm not going to go there. But the fact is, if we play our cards right, I could see 20 years of us keeping control. I really could. Because we're on a hot streak. Now, the world is the problem. The world has gone crazy, mad, leftist, progressive, and the better we do, sometimes it's not going to reflect as good on them. And that would be our problem. Jealousy. 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 Is that a song? That's a song, right? Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. jealousy. And the world has a reason to be jealous of us. I mean, we have it all. If we did it correctly, if people just, look, I'm not saying bow to the old great Donald Trump. I will do that to no man. But I'm saying, if you work with this guy, there's no telling what we could accomplish as a nation. Seriously. That's what scares the left. Now, Victor David Hansen goes on. Liberals who now warn of Trump's war on the press. Long ago, Eric Holder's monitoring of the AP, the Associated Press reporters, and Fox News' James Rosen. Then they had no problem with John Brennan lying under oath when he claimed that Obama's CIA had not monitored the computers of Senate staffers. He would lie brazenly again under oath about drone collateral damage and his role in seeding the Steele dossier. Likewise, they snoozed after the Director of National Intelligence, James Clapper, lied to Congress in his denial of government surveillance of U.S. citizens. Both were seen at the time to be useful liars. Their partisanship and exemption from any consequences for past lying under oath led to lucrative cable news gigs, proof as it were, of their innate Trump hatred. Their legacy is that their lying under oath now is not a sin, much less illegal. That's why I told you folks, if I'm ever brought before a court, I'm going to pull all this information and say, look, I'm a woman. You can't do it. I'm Guatemalan. I'm a midget. You know, I'm an oppressed group. Oh, and by the way, you can lie in the scheme of things today. You can lie and cheat and steal and all that and be okay. So I'm going to go, yep. I'm all of that, except I'm an oppressed group, and you need to leave me alone. I won't ever see the inside of a prison or gulag or anything else. So Hansen goes on, so much for civil liberties. When Trump appeared on the national scene, an all-out assault on civil liberties followed in a matter that is now irrevocable. The left destroyed for good the idea that progressives are the protectors of constitutional freedoms. That's what they wanted themselves to be touted as. We protect people, man. We don't let people mess with the downtrodden. Nothing could be further from the truth. Then he goes on to say, if fear of Trump, I think he meant to say in fear of Trump, some connected with the National Security Council under Obama helped to surveil American citizens, unmask them, and leaked their names to the press. The press, hand in glove, complied in spreading such unsubstantiated dirt. And that's what it is. It is dirt. It's just like, it's gossip. The press is down to gossip. I respect the Globe and the National Enquirer more than I respect the New York Times, the LA Times, the Chicago Trib, whatever. I respect stupid magazines or periodicals over these other guys. He says, former National Security Advisor Susan Rice flat out lied in her denial about her involvement in unmasking. Then the Obama FBI and Justice Department officials deliberately misled FISA courts on the premise that spying on American citizens, even with flimsy or fabricated evidence, was okay as long as it neutered the Trump candidacy and his presidency. Now, had they told the justices something like, we present as justification for these warrants of surveillance opposition research compiled on candidate Trump, paid for by Hillary Clinton during the present campaign, there's no way they would have gotten permission to spy on these citizens. Now, no one again will have as much confidence either in the FISA courts or any rationale for spying on any American citizen. I know I don't. If you tell me, oh, it was a FISA court, that's supposed to be, they made that court sound sacrosanct. Like, man, there's no way they would ever do the wrong thing. It's like the Supreme Court. It was bigger than the Supreme Court. He says they will logically assume FISA requests are political efforts to spread dirt on the opposition. In the fashion that we now have no idea in the era after Lois Lerner what prompts an IRS letter in our mail. The letter of an Obama administration is that if one is not progressive and loud in the public sphere, he may well be monitored, audited, or investigated. I totally believe that. I lived for 8 years under the notion that these guys are going to come do something, confiscate something, try to put me in jail. He goes on to say, these reputations are stained beyond repair. The FBI may not recover its reputation. Certainly the brand of its Washington office is shredded. Watching new director Christopher Wray stumble about to reassure us that his reforms inspire about as much credulity as a pre-war French general touting the invincibility provided by the Maginot Line. The Maginot Line was a trench. And the idea that it's impenetrable. I mean, a good long jumper could jump it. You know what I mean? It's ridiculous. He says the left more or less is canonized, a parade of disreputable FBI officials. God, why am I struggling with English? Oh, Peter Strzok violated almost every canon of professional conduct in his personal comportment, in his blatant prevarication about his own text messages, and in his dogged pride in his conflicts of interest in using his authority to pursue a political agenda. His superior, Andrew McCabe, according to the Inspector General, likewise lied on several occasions. So did former Director James Comey, who, when he denied under oath the prominent role in the Steele dossier and the FISA warrant applications, leaking a classified government memo, with the expressed intent of prompting a special counsel investigation, is not what FBI directors do. Nor do they deliberately set up a precedent by not informing him that base accusations against him are a result of opposition campaign hit pieces subsidized in part by the FBI. FBI directors don't politicize investigations in the manner in which Comey warped his conduct towards Hillary Clinton on the rationale she would be elected. Comey alone had pretty much destroyed any idea that in the near future the FBI office can again be trusted. What do you want me to say? I can't argue with this. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. VercelMedia.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
President Trump and Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein will meet Thursday at the White House. Among the things probably to be discussed will be the reports that came out last week that Rosenstein discussed wearing a wire to record President Trump. Former Department of Justice official James Trusty on if the president should fire Rosenstein.
Yeah, my own take is that the president would be wise to let him continue or leave at his own pace whenever that may be. And obviously a resignation or a firing that's effective immediately or very soon is very different than something where he says, I'm leaving January 1st.
Rivers along the South Carolina coast are continuing to swell with floodwaters of former Hurricane Florence. More than a week after Hurricane Florence, more than 8,000 people have been told they may need to evacuate as early as Monday night. The storm has claimed at least 44 lives from North Carolina, South Carolina, and Virginia. This is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I want to go to Jim Acosta, our chief White House correspondent, who's getting reaction at the White House as well. This is a bombshell. If this New York Times story is true, that the Deputy Attorney General actually secretly recorded conversations with the President of the United States and actually discussed with other members of the cabinet the possibility of invoking the 25th Amendment to the Constitution to get rid of the President because he felt that there was chaos going on. What are you hearing over there, Jim?
Wolf, I just went into the office of the Deputy Press Secretary, Hogan Gidley, here, who is essentially mining the fort when it comes to dealing with the press. The Press Secretary, Sarah Sanders, is with the President right now on this trip. He was in Las Vegas last night for a rally. He's in Missouri in just the next hour or so to talk about veterans issues. He's at a VA hospital there, and we're expecting to hear some comments from him shortly. Wolf, it would be extraordinary if the President were to weigh in immediately in all of this. I can tell you that Hogan Gidley said that for right now, the White House has no comment. He seemed to be reading the article on his desktop computer, just as we were all reading the article on our phones. These are very explosive allegations and details, Wolf. Obviously, if the man who was overseeing the Mueller probe felt a year ago that the president should be removed from office using something as drastic and dramatic as the 25th Amendment, that is obviously, Wolf, I can just tell you right now, without even talking to the people who are supportive of the president, they are going to say, and I expect these kinds of comments to come in the next hours or perhaps the next couple of days, people are going to say that Rod Rosenstein should be tossed out over something like this, and it's obviously going to fuel the theories that go on inside the president's mind. He's very prone to believing conspiracy theories, and so are some of his supporters, that there was some kind of coup, deep state plot to remove him from office. And my guess is, Wolf, if the president doesn't make that comment at the speech coming up shortly, he's going to be tweeting about it in short order.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here talking about, pardon me, the bombshell that's occurring because of Rosenstein and the fact that he's talking about invoking the 25th Amendment. And I love how Acosta puts it. He says, you know, these conspiracy theories. See, that's supposed to mean we all have tinfoil hats on. Hey, you know, we're the ones going, well, there's a deep state, and there's a bunch of swamp rats in D.C., you know, and it's, you know, we believe that there's an attempt to undermine the president, and the left are looking, look at them over there, those poor little things with the conspiracy theories with their tinfoil hats on. And we're going, yeah, nice try. Look, go look at the Project Veritas videos. Look at what James O'Keefe uncovered with low-level operatives, because people try to tell you, oh, no, the FBI, oh, they're pure. All these different agencies in the government, they just care about the government. They're not trying to be disruptive. No, they're not. We got more spies, more, what am I looking for, traitors traitors, if you will, pardon me, inside of our government than at any time in history. And you know why? You can't even fire them. They walk around with feeling like, hey, I'm just as powerful as anybody else. You can't do anything. If I don't want to work, I don't have to work. If I lied on a form, so what? Try to fire me. My union's got my back. Well, maybe we'll play that clip of the people that were interviewed by, by James O'Keefe and Project Veritas. But I don't want to get into that. I just want to talk about what Acosta said. We're the conspiracy theorists. We're the people who believe, here's what we believe. We believe that the entirety of the Obama administration plotted against candidate Donald Trump, and they were so cocky about it, they didn't even care. They said Hillary Clinton should not even worry about campaigning in Philadelphia, in Pennsylvania, in Michigan, or in Ohio. She should set her sights on Texas because Texas was in play. And we just found out a Democrat lost his 139-year-old Democrat seat in Texas, beaten by a Republican, and they're talking about a blue wave. Let me just say, they were so cocky, the Democrats, that they redeployed all the resources to Texas. Hillary Clinton said, I don't even care about Wisconsin. They're not going to win Wisconsin. Donald Trump kicks her butt and wins because they had it all in the bag. Barack Obama was in cahoots with the FBI. Keep me informed. We need to keep POTUS informed. Something along those lines is what they said from the text messages. Text messages that said, we need to make sure that this doesn't happen at all costs. They're FBI agents lamenting the possibility of Trump winning. We got Google in cahoots with the left talking about bringing out the Hispanic vote practically in tears because they didn't win after all the strategizing that they did. We got the media working in conjunction. We got this on messages, folks, and text messages. This isn't Kevin Jackson's show making it up, or Kevin Jackson, or my producers. This is fact. These are people who have text messages saying, hey, that disinformation campaign we got planned, it's in play with the media. And well, guess what? The New York Times, the Washington Post, all published information on a fake dossier. We got a dossier tied so many ways to Hillary Clinton, it's ridiculous that Mueller he should spin this investigation on a dime and say, guess what? It isn't anything to do with Trump. It has to do with Hillary Clinton. But nobody wants to do that because they go, he's trying to shut down the investigation. We got people inside of the Donald Trump administration, Rod Rosenstein and others, who have committed to work with Mueller. James Comey had committed to work with Mueller. They all wanted Mueller. They put him in place with fake information and with everything they had to go against Donald Trump. He's still beating him. He's still winning. And Acosta says, you're the tinfoil hat wearers, conspiracy theorists, who believe that there's a conspiracy against Trump because look at all these dots that get connected. Obama working with Comey. Comey working with Rosenstein, working with Clapper, working with Brennan, working with the media, working with the FBI and other agencies within the FBI, including the NSA, planting bugs in the Trump Tower, planting spies inside of the Trump campaign, using people to try to set up the folks within the Trump campaign, setting up Mike Flynn, setting up Manafort, setting up Donald Trump Jr., trying to do all these things to tie people to Russians, creating fake dossiers, working with disgraced British spies, working with disgraced Australian diplomats, and on and on and on. All reporting to the president, all working in cahoots with the press, planning fake stories within the FBI, you name it, planning people who are all supposed to run interference. And I'm telling you, folks, the most orchestrated coup in the history of this country. And it failed. And it continues to fail. And now we got new text showing all the collusion and cahoots that was going on even further. And this investigation has been dead for months. The only thing that keeps it on steroids is the hope of the Democrats that they take control of the House. That's it. They have no other hope that they have. There's nothing they can rely on. So they use subterfuge. I tell you, Trump's a liar. Now I'm even hearing things like, Kavanaugh's a liar. Good luck with those Democrats. None of it's going to work. None of it. So we have Acosta, who he gets it. He's going, it's going to be really tough. He's still calling it a conspiracy theory. He's going, it's going to be really tough because, you know, it's kind of giving fuel to Donald Trump. What's he going to be tweeting? What's he going to be saying? How's this going to get handled? Let me tell you, he's going to be tweeting exactly what he's been tweeting before. He's going to tweet, I told you. At the speech in Missouri, you know what he said? We're going to get rid of these criminals. He said, we're going to get rid of these FBI criminals. We're going to drain this swamp. Trump's message has been pure throughout. Now, they're going to tell you, oh, the lie count is up to 10,000, 11,000. Let me tell you what liars do. They tell you how much other people are lying. He's lying, lying, lying. He's a liar, 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 liar. Do you think anybody believes it? Donald Trump said the media was fake news. What do you think? You think he's lying? I don't. Donald Trump said there are people coming across our borders that shouldn't be coming across our borders. They're bringing drugs, they're sex trafficking, and they're gang members. Many of them are. You think he's lying? I don't think he's lying. Donald Trump says that our economy needs a boost because we need to lower our corporate income taxes and lower the taxes of other people. You think he's lying? Donald Trump says the best way for us to deal with these nations is to use our economy, and he starts dealing with China and all these other countries that, you know, in terms of our trade policy. Is it working, or do you think he's lying? Donald Trump says, I'm disbanding NAFTA, and he does it, and he says, I'll negotiate individually with countries and make better deals, and he just did a deal with Mexico. I asked if you've heard any questions about it. But any response on it? The answer is probably no. Let me tell you why. Because he's winning. Do you think he's lying about how he's going to handle that? Of course not. Canada wants to come back on board. We'll talk about it another time. Anyway, more coming up.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com. And a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350-350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350-350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350-350.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
So, Claire McCaskill will never, ever vote our way because she loves the swamp. She's part of the swamp. And we have a true swamp in Washington. Just look at what is now being exposed in our Department of Justice and the FBI. Look at what's going on. Look at what's going on. And I want to tell you, we have great people in the Department of Justice. We have great people. These are people, I really believe, you take a poll, I got to be at 95%. But you got some real bad ones. You've seen what's happened at the FBI. They're all gone. They're all gone. They're all gone. There's a lingering stench, and we're going to get rid of that, too. I got to disagree with President Trump on this one. They're not all gone. There's still some in there. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to KJRadio.com. We're talking about the Rosenstein bombshell, where he supposedly has been talking about invoking the 25th Amendment. This is the guy that's pulling all the levers on the investigation into the Russian collusion of Donald Trump. So he's pulling all the levers, putting all the people in place. And I told you guys, I said, Donald Trump's like, you know what? Load the deck. Stack it up. Mueller, put as many Clintonistas on there as you want. People that have donated for him, worked for him, all that stuff. Because at the end of the day, you're just putting the noose tighter and tighter around your crooked Democrat necks. And that's what we're exposing. Glad you guys are here. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. And I am Kevin Jackson, to you listening to. And we're exposing this. I keep telling you guys, you have to learn how to be happy. Don't worry. Be happy. The things that these people are doing are the level of desperation that they have sunk to. What'd I tell you? Be thankful that you are witnessing this occur. I want you to ask yourself, what if this was going on under Bush? Do you think George Bush could handle this and bring it to the fore? Would he be fighting for us or against us? If you say, you know, Kevin, I'm not sure. That's a legitimate thing. If you say against, don't feel bad. If you say, I'm not sure, don't feel bad. Here's the problem. You don't know. But what you do know is this. Donald Trump is fighting with us. No question about it. This is a man who says of his own attorney general, you are not doing what is necessary to protect me, ergo this country. He's not asking for protection for himself. He's saying to Jeff Sessions, you see what's going on here, and you're doing nothing, at least nothing visible, nothing that we can sink our hearts and minds into so we can feel like there's going to be vindication. Look, if we had a true Justice Department, we'd already have Democrats in prison. You know it, and I know it. You know we would have people that, quite frankly, would be in prison for treason. Let's just be honest. Barack Obama would be in prison if we had real justice in this country. This is a double standard that is so egregious that it's going to get the Republicans elected in 2018 in the midterms in spite of themselves. That and Donald Trump and the fact that you and I both all know that the only redeemable people have to at least be thinking in a Republican mindset or a conservative mindset. If you are a leftist, I hate to tell you this, you need counseling because you're not redeemable. Oh, there's Kevin. He's calling them the unredeemables. Yeah, I proudly do. They called us what, the deplorables? Fine. I don't care what you call me because I'll answer to what I want. But what I will tell you as a leftist is irredeemable. You get no money back. They are throwaways, not to be recycled, nothing. That's what they are. Oh, my goodness. Dan Bongino, he commented on Rosenstein. Very profound comments by my buddy Dan. Here he is.
He had some real bad ones. You've seen what's happened at the FBI. They're all gone. They're all gone. They're all gone. There's a lingering stench, and we're going to get rid of that, too.
So President Trump saying that he's going to drain the swamp and get rid of all those bad apples he says are spoiling the bunch. Dan Bongino, former NYPD officer, former Secret Service agent, and host of the Dan Bongino Show, also the author of Spygate, quite an intro, joins us now to react. Good morning. How are you?
Anna, first let me say it is so awesome to see you back. I always love your work.
Oh, thank you. I'm happy to be here. I'm doing great.
Dan, you never
say okay to see you too. It's okay to see you too, Dan.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're tired of you too, buddy. In the green room, Pete, yesterday, and extolled the virtues of the headset in the green room.
We all know.
Dan just knows I love him.
Yeah.
All
right.
So, look, we got to tee you up on this because the president talking about a stench, and then you get this New York Times leak saying Ron Rosenstein, whether he was serious or he claims it was sarcastic, joking, the deputy attorney general joking about secretly recording the president and discussing the 25th Amendment.
You know, Ed, there are things you joke about and there are things you just don't. Now, you would think this would be common sense when you're the Deputy Attorney General of the United States. Joking about removing a duly elected president due to a mental or physical incapacitation when he's not incapacitated is not a joke. The fact that we're having this conversation on a national cable broadcast is disturbing in and of itself. Did he not know this? You know, and to be fair to Rod Rosenstein, like he hasn't been to us in many cases, people covering this Spygate debacle, he's denying this, but these memos, remember, Ed, these were written, these memos, by senior officials at the FBI, McCabe and Lisa Page allegedly was in the room, who's a lawyer. Yeah. So the denials are quite weak. And listen, Rod Rosenstein at this point has got to go. He has to be fired. There's a rumor out there this is some setup by the media. I don't care about any of that.
What happens if he gets fired? Because the palace intrigue is what everyone wants to talk about. So you fire the guy in charge of the special counsel. Is there a cascading effect that the media will run with forever?
Yeah, first he got rid of Comey, then where's he going to end? That's what they'll say.
You know, that's a good point. I get there's always going to be political ramifications, but at some point, Pete, you just have to do the right thing. If this was the first strike against Rosenstein, I'd say, okay, maybe the politics aren't worth it. Pete, it's not. There are multiple strikes. Remember, Rod Rosenstein signed the fourth FISA warrant. Why does that matter? The fourth FISA renewal. It matters because by the time in June that the fourth FISA warrant was signed and sworn to, material facts, Pete, had already developed in the Spygate case indicating that, one, Donald Trump was spied on, two, there was an information laundering operation at the Department of Justice, and three, there may very well have been a setup of members of his team, and yet he still signed off on it. Sure. It is time for him to go at this point.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. That was my buddy Dan Bongino, and I will tell you, compelling information there. Compelling. Because he said he was at the, what's funny is they're now asking, so is this, are they going to say this is a setup by the media to get Rosenstein? Why? Why would they set him up? By the way, Jewish people, figure it out. Is it Steen or is it Stein? I'm really tired of it. You know, I get Berg. I understand Berg. But I don't understand Steen or Stein. They're all spelled the same way. Now, if it's S-T-I-N-E, which it rarely is, it's S-T-E-I-N. So is it Steen or is it Stein? Anyway, Rosenstein. So is it a setup? Are you kidding? The New York Times is the one who's exposing this, and Rosenstein is the person that's been helping them. I mean, Bongino laid it out pretty well. He says by the time that Rosenstein signed the fourth FISA warrant, which was the third renewal, he says by the time he signed it, there were many material facts that had come to light. And you can't ignore this. One, he knew that Donald Trump had been spied on by the FBI within his own campaign. I mean, that's a tough one to overlook. The second thing, he knew at this point that the FBI had been information laundering. There had been information laundering with the dossier, information laundering in cahoots with the media, and so on and so forth. And then the final thing, he knew that members of his own team had been working behind the scenes to set up Donald Trump and make fall guys out of a lot of different folks. So what exactly would make Rosenstein go, yeah, I believe that in the preponderance of evidence, we should go ahead and launch an investigation of Donald Trump? It's ridiculous that he would even think to do this. I don't know how much you have to know about the law, but that's pretty tainted stuff. And here he was signing it. So he's got a lot to answer for. And it's funny, his comment was very, I didn't do that, and by the way, I don't believe Donald Trump should be, you know, invoked the 25th Amendment. And that's all I have to say.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.